Day Street and Harbour Audio present First, We Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Journey Through Anxiety, written and read by Sarah Wilson.
Five things to know about this book. One, I'm not a medical professional. This is my personal and creative response to my condition and the research around it. But I also had three medical professionals read the book to ensure the information is responsible. Two, I've put an octopus on the cover because they are beasts that have been made more beautiful through our deeper understanding of them. Their intelligence and sentience is hard to fathom. They are driven by 500 million neurons and have a deep desire to connect and communicate with humans. Three, the scientific claims are supported as endnotes that can be found at sarahwilson.com. I acknowledge that the science in this realm is often imprecise and conflicting. Four, the format of the book is nomadic in nature. It meanders through disciplines and between polemic, didactic and memoir, because this best reflects how I've experienced my own journey through the issue. And five, the title is derived from a Chinese proverb which I came across 20 years ago in psychiatrist Kay Redfield Jamison's memoir, An Unquiet Mind. The Worm's Awakening. This is how a human being can change. There is a worm, addicted to eating grape leaves. Suddenly he wakes up. Call it grace, whatever, something. Wakes him and he's no longer a worm. He is the entire vineyard, and the orchard too, the fruit, the trunks, a growing wisdom and joy that does not need to devour. By Rumi. Chapter 1, The First Bit. The first time I met His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, I was invited to ask him one question.